here, and it's another beautiful day here in the States. Right now, I'm actually getting out of work. I'm actually using a temporary car right now since Lam's in the shop. So this is a new adventure for me. But yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to do a little brain snack with you guys for Bibix and the KBW. I know we have a new knowledge base where we're sporting a lot of our, you know, a lot of our findings, a lot of our knowledge. That way it's kind of easier for you guys to kind of keep track of everything. It's a series that we have that can assist you with, you know, having some free open source tools so you can become the successful entrepreneur that you want to be, you know, whether it's affiliate marketing, whether it's your own design store, you know, whatever. So my brain snacks for today is really thinking about some different options for you when we're talking about why you would want to start your own business. Let's think about that for a moment. Why would you want to start your own business? For one, let's talk about having more time. You know, if you have more time, then you are able to do other things. You get to know yourself. You can spend more time with your family. If you have that time that you've created for yourself through your business, and obviously this is something that's more in the long term, some goals, which in another way, you also do have to work with the end in mind. If you are always working on the present with no end in mind, that can get really tiresome. You know, when you sometimes don't see results and you get out of the focus of seeing what the point is, your why for, you know, starting your business in the first place. Super important. So definitely more time for you, more time for your loved ones, whatever. Another thing is stability. You know, sometimes people are really afraid of stability with their jobs. You know, sometimes whether it's, again, more time with family, convenience, the commute, sometimes having to be somewhere at 8 in the morning and living maybe 45 minutes to an hour away can be really difficult. You know, getting home late in the afternoon, 7:30 if you work, you know, second shift. There's a lot of reasons. So stability is one thing. You know, you can allow more time for yourself, which goes in hand with the first one. Another thing that deals with stability is, I know that sometimes, depending on what kind of job you have, sometimes I understand that, like, in the mortgage industry, for example, depending on the interest rates or, you know, the recessions, and I know that, you know, in the Americas, whether ones who come to terms with it or not, we are going through a recession. You know, people are looking for jobs, things are difficult, and people want stability. So definitely don't want to be a sitting duck where one day you get laid off. You know, I've gotten laid off in the past before and I was stunned. I mean, it doesn't matter how good of a performer you are, if the industry just can't hack it, sometimes you just get the short end of the stick, you guys. So that's why I personally, this one hits very strongly with me, because I was lucky enough to already be doing things online. You know, when you have a resource that allows you to basically have a safety net, kind of like, let's say, you know, you're getting a credit card, you're getting a line of credit, you know, something like that, something like a safety net for those times of emergency. These are the times when having an online business or a home-based business or a side business can be all the difference. You know, like sometimes the $200 difference bi-weekly can really help out. You never know. You know, that can be groceries. You know, that can be the difference in making a bill on time or not, getting that late charge. So I think that seeking stability is really important. I think also flexibility is another really important thing where thinking about your part-time job or, you know, when starting your own home-based business, because flexibility is really important. When you have a 9-to-5 job, you know, you've got your benefits. You may not have benefits, but if you've got your benefits, or you've got your 9-to-5 job, your 8-to-4 job, your 10-to-7 job, your 12-to-9 job, whatever shift you're working, you know, you want to make sure that you also have flexibility. Sometimes people are really tired, you know? And I'm not talking about making an excuse just because you want to watch Netflix with your boo. I'm talking about, like, you're actually tired, you know, you need to take a nap or something like that, you know, because in a way, one way or another, you gotta push forward. So, flexibility is super important, you know, when you can have that flexibility with your side gig, and you can work 2 hours one day, work 30 minutes another day, work 4 hours the next day, maybe you feel super, you know, you feel super amazing, you had a great nap, and you're feeling brand spanking new, and you just, you can do it, you know. We're always fluctuating, you know, we're human beings. We're always running differently, and I don't expect anybody to exaggerate. I mean, there are those, you know, heroes that I do look up to that can literally just, like, sleep, like, 2 hours a day. They're super healthy. They take great care of themselves. They got a steady business for themselves, and they help others do the same thing, and it's brilliant. But, you know, not everybody can do that. Everybody has different limits. Some people have a family. Some people have other things going on. So flexibility is huge. I know for me, flexibility is also huge because, well, you know, sometimes I have errands to run, and if I work an 8-to-5 job or whatever, Monday through Friday, you know, you would have to basically take time off, make sure that it's approved, schedule it ahead of time, do all this extra stuff, right? And if you have flexibility with that, you can also work smarter, you know? So I think that's great. Also, you know, it just makes it a lot easier to get things done. You don't have to push yourself too hard to the breaking point, but you can still steadily get there. So those are some things that I think are pretty important with brain snacks. I hope that makes sense for you guys, and, you know, I hope that it helps. I know that for me, those are some really strong points for starting a business. If you want to talk about social media or marketing, another really important thing for starting a business, and some things to consider whether you want to start your business or not, especially if you're social media, affiliate marketing, anything with dealing with, like, online sponsorships, online platforms, social media platforms. Your competition is your friend. A lot of people don't think so, but seriously, you can collaborate with so many people about things, especially if you have things that are similar interests, anything like that. You know, people are all for the collaboration, that way that you can get the word out about them to people that you know that they don't know, and vice versa. People are really big about collaborations these days, so competition, if you think about it the right way and you play it smart, competition is actually your friend. And it can be one of your very best assets when you're looking for new clientele. Clientele is super important. Another thing to consider when thinking about starting your own business, location. Online businesses, you don't need a location. You can literally do this anywhere. If you set up yourself right, whether it's e-commerce or whatever, you can literally tap into anybody on this stuff. So if you're thinking about location for an actual business, yeah, you know, location is really important because is the product going to sell, or, you know, the money ratio income based on whatever you're selling, is it a place that can maybe hack it, you know? And, I mean, I'm just being real, you know? So for me, honestly, online businesses are the way to go because you have so many tools online, so many databases, so many CRMs that you can keep track of all of your clientele, do email campaigns. A lot of it is open source and free. We have what we call the business in a box, Bivix, where we have open source tools that we literally just give to our clients because, I mean, why not? You know, you want your partners and your clients to be successful, you know, if you're working on something together, and even honestly for other people just striving to, like, get out of the normal way that we've been taught to basically run our lives, you know, like, it just doesn't really work anymore, you know, everybody's hustling out there to make a killing, and it's hard, competition's rough, you know, so I think that using your tools online and just getting help, you know, never be afraid to get help, especially when you're looking for your own business. If you don't know something, ask a professional. You can ask us. We know lots of stuff about starting your own business. We have our own business. We have our radio show. We love it. we have our online marketing as well, and our affiliate marketing that we do also. We do a lot of different things, and you know, we're more than happy to help you guys with that. If you guys have any questions or any comments, if you want to share anything about this, was it helpful, is there anything else that you want to know about, comment below. Give us a like, subscribe, hopefully you liked it, and yeah, see you guys on the next Brain Snacks. Good night, tuning out.